Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody loves love.
How are you?
I am so sorry, family. I just finished the prayer and everything, and I noticed I was on mute. So let me start again. I'm so sorry. Family, welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, my goodness. Okay, family, welcome to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Sister Georgia. Today is the 25th of January, 2014. We are getting ready to get back into our Father's Word, and we welcome each and every family member as well as every lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is going to be a spiritual understanding. May not have heard this if you ventured out there. I know you will never have heard any of what I'm getting ready to speak about in the churches. So this is going to be a lesson with some milk but a lot of meat. We're going to go through some dark sayings, which are right in Scripture. And if you're spiritual, if you're operating out the Spirit, you're going to get the understanding. We have been talking about what has been keeping Israel continually sinning. We can look all the way back up to the beginning in Genesis and go forward through the Scripture till we can look at our own lives today and see what kind of condition we have been under. And see that it was warned to us about this serpent seed, these generation of vipers, ones who lie and they lay wait, and they are not considered our fathers. We've been talking about it, and the reason why we have to talk about this is because it's going on today. That generation of vipers is here today and teaching not our Father's word, but a flesh word, and a doctrine of men. So how do they accomplish this? Well, yes, they look right in the Word, and they will read from the Word, but it's all flesh. If the eyes can read it, they can tell you about it. But if the spiritual understanding is needed, you ain't going to get it from them. We have been trying to go through these lessons to give understanding to how do you identify them? Does the word say anything? Yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does, family. And that's what we're going to go through tonight. We're going to go into a little bit of deeper spiritual understanding, and I pray that it is edifying for everyone. Before we get started, let's go ahead, raise our hands, and let's give praise to our Father, Yahuwah. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you for all that you have done for us in the past, all that you are doing in our lives today, and for all the promises that we look forward to in the future. Father, we just thank you, and we say hallelujah. Father, we thank you for every lost sheep of the house of Israel that you have directed to hear your word by way of the biblical Hebrews of the Bible. We thank you, Father, and we praise you for our beautiful family members at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. And Father, we just ask that everyone is here will get your understanding. Scales will be removed from the eyes. There will be a circumcision of the heart and a renewing of the mind, the body, and the set apart spirit as we read your word. Well, all thanks, all glory, all praises go right to you, Father. Father, we ask for a blessing over myself, over my mouth, a vessel that you chose to speak your word and plant your seeds. Father, I ask for you to flow through me as I read your word. Father, we just say hallelujah, Hua, in Yahushua's set-apart name. And we thank you, Father. All right. Welcome. Welcome, 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 everyone. You wouldn't believe, but I had done all this already. I found myself on mute. So we're going to get started. I didn't waste enough time. We're going to get started. Okay, I was talking to a mute button. I can't believe I did that again. I haven't done that in about two years, I think. Well, hey, you know, family, get ready. We're getting ready to get into it. What I did was on the chat line, for those of you who are there, hey, shalom, Shabbat shalom, Brother John, I see you there. I went to my chat line and I see him up there. I love it when my brothers come out as well. Anyhow, I gave everyone the link to the KJV Bible. And I read from Bible Gateway while I'm doing the lessons for you guys. But I'm giving it to you because I want you to click on it and get your link. If you have the Bible at home, the scriptures, go ahead and open them up as we read. Let's get some understanding, okay? Let's get some understanding. He's laughing now. Okay. Now, what I want to do first, everybody, let's go over. Let me close up a couple links here because I have a bunch of links up. Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 1. Okay, Proverbs chapter 1. Everybody go ahead and open up to Proverbs chapter 1 because I want to start it off there. We'll be going all over now, but right now we're going to start off at Proverbs chapter 1. I like to start off, get us back into the mode of what we're speaking about. We're speaking about serpent seed. They're not all Israel which are of Israel, and nobody seems to truly understand this. We're going to go there, okay? First, let's go to Proverbs 1. And I'm going to read for you guys. Let's see how far. I think I'm going to read it all. At least I know I'm going to read down to verse 19. I can't remember if that's all of it or not. I'm going to give some understanding, okay, because you probably will not hear this in the churches, nor many of the Hebrew sites out there are teaching spiritual and give you this understanding, but we're going to give it to you here. Beginning at verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and, hold on 1 second, family. I had this clinking against my face. Let me pick up at verse 4. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Remember, the word man is speaking about the people. Don't forget it. Verse 6, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole, as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We will fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lots among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Now, I read out of Proverbs 1, and when we read that, many will say, well, see, that's just the good people versus the bad people. No. Know that this is our history book. We've been going through little characteristics, little words said that bring you right back up to the serpent seed. Okay? Bring you right up to Revelations, bringing you all the way through the scripture, but many people don't understand they are talked about throughout the entire scriptures. So what I just wanted to do was to read Proverbs 1, and I'm going to open up some stuff to you because you're going to need to know this as we go along. Well, by the time we get to Proverbs 1, verse 6, it says, to understand a proverb, and you're going to find out that this is something that those who try to say the Father sent them, and the Father would tell you, I didn't send them. They'll never get this. But check it out, family. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. When you're talking about dark sayings, if you go look in a Strong Concordance, Hebrew 24:20, okay, the word dark sayings is the same as saying dark sayings in Scripture, dark sentences, dark speech. But it's more like a perplexing question or a something difficult for somebody to understand. But it's not difficult if you're operating out the set apart spirit. But the average person who looks through the fleshly eyes and try to get it ain't going to get it. We're going to give some of that tonight. And that's one of the fruit of the spirit that determines if you are sent from above and not serpent seed. That's the best way to say it. Okay. We also read in verse 8 of Proverbs 1, it says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." Now, we went back, and we already said that spiritual Jerusalem is mother to us all. Those who were set from above, predestination, who the Father knew before he formed us in our mother's womb. So we know we're talking about something heavenly. So he says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother." What is the law? Well, because they got serpent seeds only understand with the eyes, flesh. But those who are called understand by the spirit, okay, which was set from above. When you go to Romans 7, verse 14, I already read it a few shows before. I'm going to read it again just so you understand that. It says, "Forsake not the law of thy mother." What is the law of our mother? Well, in Romans 7, verse 14, I'll tell you, "For we know that the law is spiritual." For we know that the law is spiritual. When we tell everyone, why was it important for those scribes and Pharisees to get in Moses' seat? Why were they always against the Most High and his people? Why is it they teach the flesh instead of the spiritual things? How can you tell who they are today? Because there's a generation of them called vipers. They were there from the very beginning and now still amongst us today, and people can't see. Well, when you look and understand, Romans 7:14 says, we know, Most High's people know, that the law is spiritual. Not that it was taken away, but it became spiritual through the new covenant, through Yahushua, through the word. So I want to point that out. These are all signs. You want to know, how can you tell when you read the scriptures? How can you tell when you see them on corners yelling at people, obscenities at the women, teaching you to flee, to run, to hide, to build, to get a gun? Any of this nonsense is not from our Father, because we're talking spiritual. And then, as we've been reading, when something lays in wait, well, we've been reading about that. The ones who lay in wait for blood, those were the of the serpent, not of our Father. Remember, the devil came in and planted a seed right amongst the Hebrew, and he went his way according to the parable of wheat and tare. What he planted was not the Father's spirit in that Hebrew-looking vessel. Got to go back to Cain. We're going to go there if you're not getting it. Just hold on tight. I wanted to bring that to your attention. You go to verse 18, it says, "And they lay in wait." Okay? They lay in wait, but for their own blood, because it's not going to work out for them. If they're teaching of the flesh and not of the spirit, if they're operating out the flesh and not operating in the spirit, you know, if they will not take instruction, according to the scriptures, they're foolish. Now, if they change from their ways and say, you know, you were right about that, you're reading it, I see it, let me make a correction with what I'm teaching. Well, then that means that they are of our fathers. But if they will not correct what they do, and if you try to call in and show them something, they tell you to stifle yourself. You'll know. These are all signs, family, because it's written right here in the scripture. We're going to go a little further. Now, Remember, we're speaking of the seed of the serpent, right? The devil, as they like to say. You are of your father, the devil. Well, we got to remember what was said in Matthew 23:2. It said by Yahushua, this is the Redeemer telling everyone out there who's reading, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, the law-giving seat. And when we hear about the lawless ones, the law they have is a flesh law. Remember, the law was made for those unrighteous. Not for the righteous, but they wanted to get in that seat. They had poisoned the mind of many, many of our people. Father always left a remnant, though. Many of our people were led astray. Let's go to Matthew 3. I want to take you guys somewhere because I read about this last lesson and I wanted to go deeper into it, but we ran out of time. So we know that the scribes and the Pharisees, the seed of the serpent, the generation of vipers, the children of the devil, according to John 8, they're sitting in Moses' seat. In Matthew 3, in those days, I'm reading from Matthew 3, in those days, I'm going to give some more spiritual understanding, open up, open up, open up. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness. Just like, you better take everything as a deja vu. I am preaching to you in the wilderness, our wilderness, okay? I'm letting you know what's going on, what's happening, what to look out for, warning you. Okay, check it out. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Then went out of to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance." Pay attention to verse 9. "And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that the Most High is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Because our bodies are vessels. Now, I'm going to stop there. Because that's basically where I want to take you. In verse 9, the scribes and or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he called them a generation of vipers, and he told them, don't even fool yourself to say we have Abraham to our fathers. And John said, because the Most High can raise up children from these stones. We know that you up in Israel, but all Israel is not of Israel. You ain't fooling no one. Go to John 8, everybody. John 8, because I want to link up with what John the Baptist said to the generation of vipers who claim, and they do claim that today, we be of Abraham's seed, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's our father. You hear it today. You hear it today. Well, we're going to go a little further because you need to know more. It's going to look just like you, Hebrew, but this one, it's going to be a little bit different because really it speaks like a dragon, but you have learned the dragon language so long, you can't detect the dragon from the lamb. Can't detect it. Let's bring you back to remembrance. In John 8, open up. Verse 1, Yahushua went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. Now remember, this is Yahushua. This ain't no little okey-doke. This is the Redeemer. This is the groom. This is the future king. He's letting you know something. Pay attention. Verse 3. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, "Master," or "teacher, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act." Now Moses Now, Moses in the law, remember, they always go with the law. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that we should, that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Yahushua stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he hadn't even heard him. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Yahushua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yahushua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? All right, family. I want to stop right there for a second. I want to go into a little spiritual understanding. I want to give you some dark understanding, some dark sentences, giving you the revealing of that. Now, this should make some people think, and I pray you come in spiritual, and you got to understand, this is all repetition, repetition, repetition. Just like when we told you Genesis 3:16, and it's not speaking about some Hebrew man putting his foot on that woman, neck, and ruling her with a rod. Nuh-uh. That's future prophecy for Israel and Yahushua. And we've already proved that in other lessons. If you don't know what I mean, get a hold of me. Okay, email me up and I'll give you that understanding. But we're going to keep going on. In John 8, we see Yahushua. If you understand what's going on right here in John, John 1, all the way through 10, we hear about the scribes and Pharisees, which represents the serpent seed or the generation of vipers. We hear about the woman, okay? The woman, you could take that to Israel, okay? And then we hear about Yahushua. There's three things going on there, family, three things. Let me just go up a little bit first. If we go to the word tempting in verse 6, it says, this they said, talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. The word tempting, family, is 3985. What that word means is, in a bad sense, craftily, okay, to solicit to sin, to tempt, of the temptation of the devil. Scribes and Pharisees. Generation of vipers, ye are of your father the devil, because they tried to tempt Yahushua. He didn't fall for it. You will get tempted in this lifetime. You will get tempted. You better know what to look for. I want to just let you know what that means and who. A temptation of the devil, because they preach law. It looks set apart. They open the book and start telling you. But we already read Matthew, I think it's, 23, where he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, what they do to you. They make you more children than hell than themselves. They make you more children than the devils than they are, because they don't come spiritual. And if you really want to get technical, regardless of what their mouth may say, their actions and everything deny the set-apart spirit as well as Yahushua and our Father. Oh, they can say, I love Yahweh, I love Jehovah, I love God, I love Jesus, I love Yehoshua. They can say that. But the fruit of the Spirit shows you otherwise. So let's go a little further. Now, it says that they want to tempt them. It's important to remind, I want to bring this into remembrance, because we have three issues here, and you better remember the end time, because I'm going to bring you there in 1 second. We have Yahushua, we have the woman, and we have the generation of vipers, the scribes and the Pharisees, the wicked. All right, now, it talks about thine accusers, okay, thine accusers. Now, if I had to go, I don't think I have to go there, but I will if my computer works. When you go to look up the word accusers, I'm pulling it up right now. I hate to even pull anything up. I have it in the show notes, but if it takes too long, I won't even go through with it. And it's, I'm going to go do something else while it pops up, okay? Oh, shoot, it's blocking my whole computer. I knew I didn't want to hit that button. I'm going to try to get out of it. Hold on a second, family. My computer just froze. You wouldn't believe. They knocked me out. I had opened up, like, a few times, and they kept knocking me out of Blog Talk and muting me, and then they zapped my phone. And, boy, I tell you, it's funny how these things happen. And now it has my computer locked. I can't even get to my other page. We're going to go through this, family. I'm going to be tying some knots for you. I'm going to be giving you understanding, which has always been in Scripture, but through the set-apart spirit, through the Ruach. When you operate out of it, I was talking to a brother. It's funny. Once you start knowing the truth, you can go all through this Scripture and really get some good understanding. Remember when you were in Christianity and they used to read the Scriptures to us? And first of all, we didn't see ourselves in there, but mainly it was like, you know, to me, I can't say for everybody, but to me, it didn't make as much sense. But once you know the truth, you go through the description, it's like, wow, isn't this something? Family, I might have to shut my computer down because it is not letting me do anything. I'm so sorry. Yes, it's not. I'm locked out. Darn it. You guys stay put here. I can't even put on a song, but I might have to totally, and I think I will, I'm going to have to shut my whole computer down. Give me 1 second. I got to shut it all down. Oh, I hate when this happens. I'm going to restart my computer because it's not opening up any screens right now. Y'all know I'll be having trouble. You know, I'm still going to get the word out. Still going to get the word out. I'm just going to have to bear with me a little bit. I want to show you how there's so many connecting things, and if you look for certain words, that's why it's a good thing to look these words up too, because usually when you go down to how many times a certain word is used, they'll give you other words that are the exact same words, and they'll tell you how many times it's used in the Scripture. And then you go to those Scriptures, sure enough, it's talking about the same thing. That's where I want to take you in a second. As soon as I'm able to pull back up my computer, I have to shut it down. So bear with me. I pray y'all got something to drink because I'm drinking my hot tea and it feels good. We got snow up here, family. We got a lot of snow in Ohio, and it's been so cold. We've been in the negatives. I think, like, this week we've had negative 10. It's been really cold out here. And that's in the daytime. They had sun, believe it or not, with some negative 4 and all that. So I thought I was catching a cold for a second there because I made the mistake of opening up my window, taking a breath, and my throat hurt. I had to close that window up quick because it's deceiving. You see that nice pretty sun, you're thinking, okay, it's got to at least be 30, 40. It was negative 10. Hold on, family. My computer is opening up. It's opening back up. Boy, I just got to wait till it opens up all the way. It's a little process, but that'll give you time to get your scriptures from your house. I don't know where you put it at. Could be by your bed. Could be on the coffee table. I don't know where, but get it because I want you to read and I want you to get understanding. That's what all this is about, you know? I got to wait till it pulls up. My computer's not as fast, though, but let's see. I think it's going to pull up. Biden's been doing some strange stuff. I will tell you that. Very strange stuff. This is normally not how it runs, but it's taking forever here. Give me a second, family. Try to pull up just my regular page to my computer. I got that little circle going in circles over and over and over again. Whew. Wasn't doing this earlier today. When I was going through the getting my notes together for you guys, and I had to, of course, you know, I answered some questions for certain family members and so forth, and it was easy. I have no problem. But I told my son, I'm going to lay down for about a half an hour, and then I'm going to get up and do this lesson. And sure enough, when I got back on after about a half an hour resting, it just started moving deadly slow. All right, let me see if this works now. Let me see if I can get it popped back up, get back to you guys, because right now I have nothing in front of me. And I want to make sure I hit every point. I don't want to leave nothing undone. After all, that's been the problem. Too much has been left undone to where you can't get the full picture and get the truth and the understanding. So we're going to connect those dots. We are talking about the seed of the serpent, those generation of vipers, children of the devil, the lawless one, the unrighteous. It's all the same word. Let's go there. Let's go there. My thing is about pulled up here. Give me a few more seconds, family. Bear with me, and I do apologize. I'm not going to open any additional links at this point. I'm just going to read what I have. But I did give everybody a link for the scriptures, KJV. You can open up that. Just waiting for just waiting for my computer. My Google is going around in circles. It still hasn't opened up yet. Boy, I tell you. Let me see if my phone. Okay, that's still working. You would be amazed. I know some of y'all think, oh, she's just lying. No, I'm not lying. They do this every single time. Right before my lessons, it's hard for me to get on. You know, they zap my phone and all kind of stuff. And I've had this trouble for the longest. I don't care how many computer programs I put on there for viruses, whatever. I still get the same thing. So bear with me. It just popped up. Okay, let's see if it works now. Let me open up all my screens back again. Okay, I'm going to first get to Blog Talk. Let's get that program open back up. Almost there. Let's see. Okay, that's looking good so far. Give me a couple seconds to wait till the little circle goes away. You know, they got so many advertisements on our Blog Talk that it just takes forever to get to the site. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here I am. Okay, let me see if it opens up yet. Not yet. Let me give it a few more seconds here. Still can't do anything. I got to wait. Okay, this might be it. I'm waiting too, family. I got about five pop-ups, six. And that's why it's taking so long for me to get opening up my page, waiting for all these pop-ups. I wish I knew how to get rid of them all. Okay, my studio. Let me see if it works. My studio. I'm opening up my studio, family. What I will do is I will have to put on this. Okay, it shows. Yeah, everybody's still there. Okay, and I see a hand up. Okay, this is probably an accident. I finally got back on, family. Let me just open up and see what's the problem or if somebody wants to help me. Shabbat Shalom, error code 443. Did you have a question?
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat. Who's this?
This is Musha from the Maryland area.
Oh,
and,
well, Shalom.
Shalom, Shalom, sister. It is definitely a pleasure speaking to you. I was connected to your source from our brother Jonathan.
Oh, okay, great.
Yes, yes, and I have a few things coming up as well. I would say I've been in the truth now. I am a brother myself. An Israelite from the tribe of Yehuda.
Okay.
And hallelujah for the
hallelujah
for the truth. But I would say I've been in the truth now for going on a year. I'm 21 years old.
Okay.
And I had a couple of questions. I would like to get your number too. Because I'm really in need of some insight. I have a presentation going on in the month of February. I figured February would be the ideal month since it's known as Black History Month, you know.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, brother,
yeah.
you came through Brother John, correct?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, well, Brother John has my number. He'll give it to you, okay?
Okay.
And you give me
okay,
a call.
Okay, great.
We'll talk.
I can't wait.
Make sure you now don't leave. Don't go nowhere. I want you to finish listening to our lesson today, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, I just got everything popped up, so I'm going to. Did you have any specific question for this lesson?
Well, and pertains to the topic that you're talking on?
Yes.
No, not at the moment, but I may.
Oh, okay. Well, because it took me so long and I got knocked off, I want to go ahead and get back to the lesson. But
I
can, I'll open back up the mic at the very end if I have a little time. Okay, brother?
Okay, cool. Thanks, sister.
And I'm just so happy that you have joined us today, and I thank the Father for you. So we're going to get to some more word, but you give me a call through, you know, Brother John. He has my number.
Okay, I sure will,
All right, brother. Shabbat shalom.
All right, now. Shalom.
All right, family, we're back. I finally got everything back up. Whew, I tell you. Let me pick it back up where I was at. Thank you for your patience. Woo, I tell you. Now, I was getting ready to read, I think I began reading Matthew 3, and I want to go there again. Okay, Matthew 3, because verse 9 is what I want everybody to understand. It says, I'm going to read 7 again, too. This is when John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness about the baptism. It says, verse 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, taking you back to where? Well, that is Genesis 3:15. You'll hear many people say the seed of the serpent, okay? He says, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. Verse 9, and he told them, think not to say within yourselves, you Pharisees and Sadducees, you old generation of vipers, think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, right? That's important. Let's go now a little further. Let's go to John 8. When you get to John 8, and this is maybe where, yeah, you know what, I'm backing up all the way. I didn't want to go that far back. But anyhow, we'll go through it. Because all these are signs that you could tell who that generation of viper is even today. But it was given to us in Scripture. I'm going to go through it, and I'm going to pinpoint what you need to be picking out. In John 8, verse 1, Yahushua went up to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down, and he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. Now, I want to take you guys, let's see, I want to jump down a little bit. I want to read a little bit more. I want to read all the way down to, let's see, I'm going to jump down to verse 10 because I forgot where I left off, family. When they threw me off like that, it kind of mixed me up. But we're still in John 8. I want to jump down to verse 10. It says, when Yahushua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? Okay. Now, let me take you to Revelations 12, verses 9 through 10. Pay attention, because something was said. I'm going to come back and forth so y'all get it. I just read John 8, speaking of those generation of vipers, okay, that we read in Matthew 3. Okay, Revelations 12. Pay attention. This is all Revelation. In Revelations 12, 9 through 10, that's all I'm going to read, 9 and 10. Because we just read in John 8, verse 10, when Yahushua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? When you go to Revelation 12, verse 9 and 10, it tells us something. This is a little something that you guys ought to be getting. When you get to Revelation 12, 9 and 10, it reads, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent." Remember Genesis. "That old serpent called the devil." John 8 will speak about this devil. "And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world." What world? The world of Israel. "He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Ye are of your father the devil." That's what Yahushua told those scribes and Pharisees. "You're of your father the devil." He was the devil from the beginning. "He abode not in the truth, and there's no truth in him." But it tells us in Revelation 12, verses 9 and 10, that this great dragon was cast out of heaven. And they said, who was this great dragon? They said, "That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels, his children, okay, were cast out with him." Now, verse 10 says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our Father and the power of his son Yahushua." Check it out. "For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our Father day and night." Was Yahushua not our brethren when he walked this earth? Yes, he was. He was specifically from the tribe of Judah. And these scribes and these Pharisees that he was telling off, letting everybody know they were sitting in Moses' seat, and their father, according to John 8, which was Yahushua speaking, saying, "Ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and both not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own." That's very important to get all this, family. Because these generation of vipers, the biggest hit you're going to see is they are an accuser of their brethren. They are called angels, the devil's angels. Because we know we are angels too. We are, they put the word gods, we're divine. But we are from Yahuwah. But these of the devil, they, the brethren, they are accused of the brethren. Is that not what occurred? Oh, sticking again. Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second, family. I don't know why. Woo. Oh. Give me a second. I want to make sure I wrap this up really nice for you, because some people, you know, when John blew on those, not John, but when Ezekiel blew on those dry bones, he did a lot of blowing. They didn't wake up right away. So I want to make sure I say what needs to be said so that you can hear and wake up, okay? Because if I give you the understanding by planting the seed, Father, you pray to the Father, he's going to give you that increase, okay? You're going to get this. It's very simple. So we're talking about this serpent seed, this generation of vipers, okay? Now, it says, let me just get a little bit more. I got my page. It's acting up again. Okay, so we just read, Come on. It's going really slow, family. I'm sorry. Whew. Excuse me. So in Revelations 12, verses 9 and 10, we know that the devil has many names. He deceives the whole world with his angels, okay, because they were cast onto the earth with him. And one of the Most High's angels let us know that the accusers of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our Father day and night. This is letting you know, when you hear someone who is an accuser of the brethren, righteously, not with flesh understanding, saying, "See, you old Jezebel, not understanding a thing, can't tell you the daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman, can't tell you that Genesis 3:16 is future prophecy, will not let you know that there's two creations." Don't even go to Revelations, because they all whacked up there. bringing in all the Gentiles, all the Goyim. There's so much stuff going on wrong. The law, flipping the law, reading the law, but flipping it and perverting it for their own lustful thoughts and ways and thinkings. Okay? They're getting a reward right here on this earth. We look for the reward in heaven to be with our Father. But anyhow, so you understand that they are accuser of our brethren. Now, when you go back, and we just read when Yahushua, there it goes again. My thing is, why is this acting up so? My computer is really acting up, family. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Never did this before. When you go to John 8, and you saw the scribes and the Pharisees, they were trying. They brought forth the law. Remember the scribes and the Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat? They brought forth the law. And they quoted the law by Moses, trying to tempt Yahushua, trying to get him to sin, basically. Trying to get him to sin, to solicit the sin. That's what that word means, tempt. Okay, because they want to accuse him. Now, Yahushua was our brethren. That was just one of them that give you the understanding. Who is accused of the brother? Who was accusing Paul and all the other apostles, Peter and so forth? Who was the accusers of our brethren? Are you reading with understanding to understand who is the accuser of our brethren? You know, they're not like us. They didn't make a mistake. When they accused you, they knew what they was doing. We can go, and I want to read another one to you. I don't know how far I'm going to get today because my computer is acting crazy wild. I'm going to take you to Acts 25. And I'm only going to read here and there, but I want to read this to you because this is another exact case of accuser of our brother, and I want to make sure that you guys are getting it. So go to Acts 25, and I'll tell you from that point where I'm reading from. Okay, I'm going to see if I can give you the link without this computer acting nutty wild on me. Give me one second. Okay. For those of you who are on the chat line, I'm posting one more link for you to read out of, make it a little easier for you. Okay, there's your link. Out of Acts 25, I'm going to be reading, for those of you who are listening by phone, I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 7 and 15 through 19. Okay, so Acts 25, we're going to read another case of this. Now, I put a little pieces in, you know, here and there because you'll get it. Now, this has to do with Paul. It says, now, when Festus was come into the province, after 3 days he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the, they put Jews, I almost want to leave it like that because really they're not really Israel, but of the Hebrews informed him against Paul. He was an accuser of the brethren. The high priest and the chief of the Hebrews informed him against. This is an accuser, and besought him and desired favor against him that he should send for him to Jerusalem, laying wait in the way to kill him. They are a killer of the brethren. They're accused of the brethren. We're talking about the same doggone generation of vipers. Verse 4, but Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself would depart shortly thither. Let them therefore, said he, which among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, the accuser of the brethren, and accuse this man if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried among them more than 10 days, he went down unto Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Hebrews, which came down from Jerusalem, stood round about and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul. They were accusers of the brethren, right? They laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. Verse 15 through 19. And whom, when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Hebrews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. To whom I answered, it is not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against him. Therefore, when they were come hither, without any delay on the morrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accusers of the brethren stood up, they brought none accusations of such as I suppose, but had certain questions against him of their own superstition and of one Yehoshua, which was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. Remember when we read the end of Matthew's, I think it was, what, 23, 24, somewhere around there, the last two chapters of Matthew's, it told you that the scribes and the Pharisees, the elders, the chief priests, they put a watch over Yehoshua's sepulcher, and when the watch knew that the angel which was there told them, the women who had came to see Yehoshua, they said, he's not here. He's not. He's already, resurrected. He's up. He's not here. So they went back to the scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the high priests, and they gave their report to them. And they, of the high priests and so forth, told the watchers, they gave him some money and they bribed him. They said, here's what you're going to say. His brothers took him. You know, his brothers stole his body, meaning he never resurrected. He was just a man. He was a liar. He was a liar, you know. And they said, if the word should go to the governor, we'll persuade him and we're going to basically kill you because this is the word that's going to go out. Okay? So we see right here one more case. This is with Paul. I just wanted to show you guys this because it's a lot of places in Scripture. I just wanted to pick one example, okay, besides the one we have here. So when we go to Revelation 12, verse 9 and 10, it's not a big mystery who the accuser of your brethren that was cast down, okay, who these so-called or supposed to be angels. You know, they're, if you understand that we ourselves, they'll tell us we're the word, I don't even like using these words, but they're in the Scripture. They'll say we are gods. Yahushua even said it, that we were gods. That's the word they have in English. But it meant that we were divine beings. We were angels. Okay? So Satan got his angels too. He got his right on this earth. And the ones of the flesh, which are the devil's angels, war against the ones of the spirit, which are Yahushua's. So let's go a little further. I want to tie some more stuff in with it. Now, we were reading out of John. Okay, let's go a little further because we were talking about the accuser of the brethren. And, you know, he was talking to the Sadducees, let me see, the scribes and the Pharisees. By the time you get going back to John 8, I'm going to pick up at 11. Now, remember, he had just told the woman, I don't see none of your accusers here. So what she says is, she says, no man, Yahuwah, nobody's here to condemn me. And Yahushua said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Then spake Yahushua again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Because remember, there's somebody out here walking in darkness. And they're called blind guides, and many people follow them. They're in darkness themselves. But it tells us here, follow me, Yahushua says. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Verse 13, the Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. The accusers of the brethren. They're accusing him of saying he's a liar. Yahushua answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. He lets you know in verse 15, ye judge after the flesh. That's why you should know the ones that are speaking to you now, insanity. It's all about the flesh with them. We know Yahushua bought through the new covenant a spiritual law. He did a fulfillment of the prophets. He did a fulfillment of the law. But these, they judge after the flesh. They read in the flesh. They can't understand the daughter of Zion or the word woman in Scripture is not talking about physical flesh things. It's talking about spiritual understanding, which was meant for his children to get. So he says, ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law. Now, he's letting them know, I got the spiritual one here. The one I'm bringing and telling the people, well, this is spiritual. But it's also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then said they, scribes and Pharisees, unto Yahushua, where is thy Father? Yahushua answered, ye neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Yahushua in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hand on him, for his hour had not come, had yet come. Then Yahushua again said unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Hebrews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whether I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. You're of the earth. That's your orientation. But I'm from the heavenly realms. That's what he's letting them know. He says, I'm from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. This is what we're trying to give the people the understanding for. They want to listen to the scribes and Pharisees who really leave out Yahushua when they give understanding of the scriptures. They don't take anything of the new covenant. It's not spiritual with them. It's all of the flesh. It's of the works. Our Father is spiritual. You make sure you go through all the lessons because I've gone over a lot of things. I'm assuming everybody is understanding. So I can move forward as I talk without having to be too repetitive. Let's go further. He tells them in verse 25, then said they unto him, who art thou? And Yahushua said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Well, that was in Genesis because we know he was the Word. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. It's like the understanding through Yahushua they couldn't get. Well, we give the new covenant, which is the Word, which is the Spirit, which is Yahushua. They can't get this. They can't get the understanding of what's a new covenant. They back on the law. Moses said, open up your book, Torah keepers. What about Yahushua? You know? Anyhow, let's go a little further. So he says in verse 28, Yahushua said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words, as he spake these words, many people believed on him. Many of the Hebrews start believing. Then said Yahushua to those Hebrews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Yahushua answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. Now, I want to stop there for a second because I want to bring you back. Remember when we were just speaking of John? John said, don't even think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. We're going to find out what Yahushua has to say to these scribes and Pharisees as well, the people who were following them. We're going to see what he has to say to them, because it tells us in John 8, verse 33, the people answered, we be of Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? That's like, I feel like when I try to explain to the people that there's two creations, then I see some Hebrew Israelite teachers get on their site to disprove me, when it's plain and clear right in the scripture what it says. There's no going here and going there to disprove what the scripture says. They don't understand. They're just like these people who say, we be of Abraham's seed and never in bondage to any man. How says we should be made free? They didn't have no clue what he was talking about. Yahushua answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. That should take you back, family, to Genesis 4:7. It's the same thing being said if you're paying attention. Check it out. If you go to Genesis 4:7, it says, if thou doest well, means don't sin. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Talking to Cain in the beginning, Genesis. And if thou doest not well, what lies at the door? Sin. Sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, the devil, and thou shalt rule over him. So in verse 34 of John 8, it says, verily, verily, Yahushua said unto them, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. I can tell you, whosoever sinned, the father is your, the devil is your father. If you understand what scripture is speaking of. Because of sin. Sin lieth at the door. We were speaking of Cain in Genesis 4:7. Now, in John 8:34, he says the same thing in a different way. But do you get it? Let's go a little further. Back to John 8, verse 35. It says, I'm going to read 34 and 35 together. Yahushua answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. Meaning, you got a path to choose. Yes, you're a servant. Yes, you're of Israel. But if you don't choose the right or the straight path, and you veer a little to the left and right, you're going to be on that broad way to destruction. That's where you're going to go. Let's go a little further. It tells us, if the Son, which is Yahushua, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Because what did he make him free of? He bought the law, everything spiritual. There was life in the new covenant. And the new covenant is spiritual. We just read it. But the old covenant, the one of the flesh of Moses, that brought death. So he was telling them a fulfillment they just couldn't understand. Then, in verse 37, Yahushua says, I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. The word was the spirit, because my spirit has no place in you. Think about what people are doing today. Same thing, family. I know that ye are Abraham's seed. That meant they look just like the sheep. But remember we read in Revelation there was a lamb that came about, or I don't know if they call it a lamb or a sheep, but it said it came out the earth, which was amongst the people. And it had two horns like a lamb, a sheep or that had two horns like a lamb. But it spake like a dragon. Okay? This is all the same things in different ways. But do you have eyes to see and ears to hear and a mind for understanding? Are you operating out the spirit to connect these dots? Who are these people? This is our history book. What was with Israel? What's still here today? We are warned. Let's keep going. So he says, I speak. Yahushua says, I speak that which I have seen with my father. Now he's going to let you know who their father is. And you do that which ye have seen with your father. Yahushua letting the people know. He's letting you know. Their father is not our father. You're deceived. Because they said, we be of Abraham's seed. He says, I know. I know you be of Abraham's seed. But if you were from Abraham's seed, you love me. But you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth. So he tells them, I speak that which I have seen with my father, Yahuwah. And ye do that which ye have seen with your father. And that's the devil, correct? I hope y'all know what I'm talking about here. Nobody lost. Let me go on. 39, and they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, because remember, we just read in John the Baptist was saying in, what, Matthew 3, that Yahuwah is able to raise children from these stones because our bodies are vessels. Keep that in mind. Understand the parable of wheat and tare. The enemy came in among the Hebrew and planted a seed, but it wasn't sent from above from our father. It was of the devil. So it's right there with the Hebrews. Let's go here. He tells them, Abraham, he said unto them, Abraham is our father. Yahushua said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Ye would do the works of Abraham. Abraham was sent from above. Abraham would have accepted Yahushua and the spiritual new covenant. Keep it. Let's keep reading. Verse 40. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahuwah. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Our Redeemer Yahushua said that. Ye do the deeds of your father. He letting you know there's two separate seeds out here. They all look like Hebrew Israelites, but they're not. All Israel is not of Israel. Okay? Let's go a little further because I know some people need to hear more. Y'all be thinking I'll be making stuff up. It's right there in the scripture. I don't know why the Hebrews will not teach you this. Could it be that some of these teachers are of them who killed the prophets, who killed Yahushua, and now they're accused of the brethren? They teach only with the flesh, and they read the book, the Torah. They're descendants of the scribes and Pharisees, possibly. Generation of vipers. Well, let's go on. He says, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even the Most High. Yahushua said unto them, if Yahuwah were your father, he would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from my father Yahuwah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Remember? We all were sent from above, those of the fathers. The Father knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. You know? So he said, I didn't come by myself, but I was sent. By the time you get to 43, it get even better. Pay attention. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? When I go through explaining what is definitely obvious in Scripture to some, and other people will be like, she a lie. She's trying to say it was two creations. She's trying to say the daughter of Zion is not a woman. She's trying to say that a virtuous woman is talking about Israel. But the Word says all this. The Word says all this. The Word says that when you go to Genesis chapter 4, that Cain went and got him a wife. Don't say that he had a twin sister. Some people go to the Apocrypha try to prove me wrong. No, baby. It says that he went and found him a wife. That was Genesis chapter 4. Well, there were people out there already because there was male and female from day 6, 1,000 years before Adam was formed, and they were in the earth. But it says, why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father, the devil. Ye are of your father, the devil. Your father, the devil, works through your law of the flesh, not of the spiritual law that Yahushua came to bring in the new covenant, where he is the only mediator between the people and the Most High. There's not four powers of authority. There is no division. Either you love the Father's word for what it says, spiritually getting that understanding, because you won't hear it if you have that wicked one. That's why I pray those who come out here are operating out the Spirit, seeking the Father, because we're going to give it to you here. Let's go a little bit more. He told them in verse 43, or verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father the devil ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That brings you right back to Cain. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. When I can sit here and read and give proper understanding through precepts and spiritual understanding to things, dark sayings that nobody could get. Genesis 3:16 is a prophecy. It's a prophecy of Israel. Yes, there are two creations in the beginning. The daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. There is no division. The word man, men, brethren, many times that's talking about all the people. The word woman, that's talking about Israel, church, women, church assemblies, daughter of Zion, that's talking about the people. Those are all words talking about the people. Look, family, I hope y'all hearing me when I read these scriptures. Here's what Yahushua said. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you believe me not? Or why do you not believe me? He that is of the Most High heareth Yahuwah's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Yahuwah. You're not of our Father. Oh, Israel's not Israel. They're not from the, you know, these, look. He says in verse 48, the Hebrews answered and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Not a sin, he has a devil. The pot calling the kettle black. Yahushua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and ye do dishonor me, because their father is the devil. He abode not in the truth. There is no truth in him, and when he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own. They go to the law, they open it up, they read for you. They don't have no spiritual understanding, so they can only read the flesh. They don't even, when they go through Paul's letters, they don't get a rebuke out of there. They get a confirmation. And because you are not operating out the Spirit and understanding those are epistles, which are letters, and Paul went out there to teach Yahushua's words, which was spiritual, and he rebuked. But, like we read from Proverbs 1, many people don't like instruction. Shoot, they don't like reproving either. They get upset with those who reprove scripturally. And I'm going to be doing a lot of reproving during this lesson. Not today, but as we do the service, I'm a reprove, rebuke, left and right. Speak boldly. So we see all this here. I want to go back up. Let's see. Yeah, I got a little time. I want to go back up because I want to make something known to you guys. Hold up. And it's about Matthew 3. But let me see something, family. Let me just go check it out because you know I get on such a roll. Oh, I see everybody out there. Okay, shalom, family. Is Sister Georgia all right? But you know I get a little excited, family. I do. I got to admit, I do get a little excited. But you know what? I get upset about the misteachings of our Father's Word. And, you know, it seems like we rebelled so much against them. Now's our time to get it right. And when you see people doing that, The father says don't have no fellowship with them. Don't even bid them shalom, basically. Look, you know, but yet people listen to that nonsense. A little bit of leaven, leaven the whole lump. I'm going to get there as I read the book of John. Y'all going to get it. Hey, what I'm going to do, family, because I do need to get a sip of something. I played this before. I'm going to play it again because this is the most prime example of those who can read with only the flesh eyes. They have lustful eyes, lustful ways. Of course, they're the one to tell you that the Hebrew woman, daughter of Zion, mess, all this nonsense. Can't get a lick of the spiritual understanding. You could figure it out just by listening to this. This is about 3 minutes, but it gives me time to take a break. Hold on, family. We'll be right back.
Yes. Yeah, this is White Team Politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible, you know, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, like I say, violence gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. Nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation is going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, the Judah. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the Judah women, her head gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket. When I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, I mean, I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm going to be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right, family, we're back. You had to hear that nonsense now. And many of the flesh teachers, the generation of vipers, this is what they believe. You can't tell them anything different. This is what they believe, and they will tell you so. They will put those megaphones in their hand, go on corners, yell at you, call women all kind of names. And I'm not even going to say what they say to other nations. See, as far as I'm concerned, this word, according to the scriptures, it says first to the Hebrews, not the Jews, the Hebrews, and then to the Gentiles, which are the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So my teaching goes to those. You know, that's all I got to say about it. They just teach of the flesh. They can't understand the word Gentile and stranger and all this mixed multitude. That was our people. We are reading about something else they won't tell you and talk about in detail. That's a serpent seed. I wonder why they don't talk about it. You ever wonder that? You ever listen to some of the messages, how those words that they try to tell you mean one thing, we know they don't mean it, but hey, I wonder why they don't really get down with Genesis the correct way or even tell you about that serpent seed or pinpoint it when they get to the new covenant. Many of them do like to stay in the old covenant, if you notice. But anyhow, let's go on. Just wanted to throw it out. We are in, family, the second hour. We got about 25 minutes left of the second hour. I'm going to try to get through more. The number, in case I don't get a chance to give it out to you, is 646-595-4111. If you'd like to call in and remain with us, because I might go just a little bit into the archive. I'm really trying to keep our shows to, you know, only 2 hours. So, and remember, we have White History Month coming up in February. I got to prepare for that. So I want to get as much of this out. I'm going to be going all over the scriptures, all over, Old Covenant, New Covenant. I might even take it to the Apocrypha, Pseudepigrapha. You want to come with me and learn? Okay, because we're going to go there. Now, to continue on, I want to take you to Matthew 3 because I told you I had a dark saying for you. Now, remember, John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness. So you could take this to currently what's happening today. We're trying to warn the people, okay? And the people who were there who approached John while he was giving the baptism was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They came to the baptism. He called them a generation of vipers. When you go into Revelations, you're going to know just by those words, lie in wait, and the unrighteous and wicked, they call them all kind of names. When you go to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, we know that they are not of Yehuda, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. I'm going to be taking you guys more places to give more understanding to all these words, but they are spoken of everywhere. So in end times, when you go to revealing in Revelations, you will know that they're there too. So we got the woman, because they brought forth a woman, Hold up a second. Where do I want to go with this? No. This is not the one they brought forth the woman. Maybe it's the other one I want to speak on. Hold on. I think it was. Hold on, family. It was. It was John. And let me see. Oh, well. I can't remember anymore. But hey, let me go back to this one because I got something to say about this anyhow. Matthew 3. You're going to get an understanding of Revelations right here because John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness. This is our place of captivity, our place of safety. Go back to Revelations where it talked about the flood from the dragon came out for the woman, but she was carried away to a place of safety. Well, that's your captivity. Okay. Now, what he's saying is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We know we are in the end times, and everybody, if you were of this world, in this world, repent and come out from among her the confusion, the lies. Come to the truth, which is spiritual, which is Yahushua. Okay, because that's what the life is. So repent is what he said. And he said, but he told these scribes and these Pharisees, these generations of vipers, just like we'll say in the end time, if they knew, that's why Yahushua said that don't let it come upon you as a thief in the night. Know what's going on here. Because right here, John says in verse 7, he calls them a generation of vipers. He describes in these Sadducees. He says, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Because nobody knows that time. No angels, only the Father in heaven. Because if they knew, they would convert easily and say, hey, I'm sorry, I did this, repent. Knowing that in their heart they really didn't. There is no repentance in most of them. Because broad is that way for destruction. That's why I say that. Now, let's go here. It tells us at verse 10, and now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Remember, the trees, our bodies are trees too in the scripture. Remember there was a tree in the midst, knowledge of good and evil, and Adam and Eve partook of that sinful tree. But there was another tree in the garden, which was the tree of life, which they had never partaken of. So right here it tells us, and now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. He says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the set-apart spirit and with fire, whose fan in his hand he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but He will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is what's going to happen up in times. This is the same thing as the parable of the wheat and tare, talking about the children of the devil there and the children of the Most High. It's all the same thing. They just repeat it many different ways in the scripture. Now let's go a little forward. I want to take everybody to John, 1 John chapter 1. We're going to read. Because you're going to hear the same type of language spoken over and over. These are identifiers to know who is he speaking of. Let's check it out here. Go to John, 1 John chapter 1 with me. Everybody open up. Let me check out my time here real quick. We have, according to my watch, 20 minutes left. If you want to switch over, the number is 646-595-4111. We're talking about the seed of the serpent or the serpent seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Many people don't get this. We're going to go and give more understanding to that. When we go to 1 John chapter 1, I'm going to begin at verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, speaking of the beginning, was the Word. The Word was, and you can get that in John chapter 1. Okay, that was Yahushua. Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, the Word of life. That's Yahushua. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Yahushua. If you notice, when you read 1 John 1, verse 3, it only talks about three powers of authority. It talks about the Father, the Son, and the people. It's going to keep doing that over and over. These are hints to let you know when somebody come tell you that 1 Corinthians 11:3 is talking about four powers of authority where it's Yahuwah, Yahushua, the man and the woman. You can knock that lie out quickly because there's many places in the scripture that tell you it ain't talking about that. But those who have flesh eyes and the wicked who love evil, they will say, yeah, that's what it's talking about, four powers of authority, yeah. It ain't talking about that, family. I'm going to read verse 3 again. Gives you three powers of authority. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also, the people, will have fellowship with us. This was John and his apostles, disciples talking. He said with us, and truly our fellowship, well, the Hebrews' fellowship is with the Father, Yahuwah, and with his Son, Yahushua, the only mediator between the people and the Father. Let's go to verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. When you read the scripture, you're supposed to be a happy person. You're not supposed to have burdens put on you and feeling sad. It's such a burden. No, if it's a burden, somebody lying to you. This is the good news, Yahushua's resurrection. Remember Matthew's, we read the end where there's some that paid people off and say he was just a man. He never resurrected. His brothers came and took his body. And then when they teach you in 2014, you don't hear it because you're not paying attention and you're not reading, but they will exclude Yahushua, exclude the power. They will exclude the new covenant, which is spiritual, and tell you things of the Torah, tell you a flesh baptism, not a spiritual one, a complete renewing of the mind, body, and set apart spirit. They will talk about the circumcision of your flesh. Forget about the circumcision of the heart. They don't know it. It should be a word of joy, praising, rejoicing. Hey, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that Yahuwah is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahushua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now you can take this back to Matthew 8, when they didn't know what free indeed meant. They didn't know about the sin. That's what you was talking about. It says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Yahushua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. He's giving you back and forth instances. Some going to say this, but they're not of the Father. Some going to say this, well, they're of the Father. Pay attention. He says, but, verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let's go over to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua, the righteous. That's three powers of authority there again. It talks about the Father, it talks about his son, Yahushua, and it's talking about the people, my little children. This book is our history book. What? Three powers of authority? What? I mean, it's in more than one spot? What? John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua, the righteousness. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Well, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It's our history book. Some will say, oh, see, everybody. No, this is our history book. The world was for Israel, the world to come. But we're living in this world in the flesh, in sin, that gets tried. But we are of the Spirit. Oh, wow, y'all. I just had a big flash. I don't know what went on just now. I had a big flash, like the whole outside turned white. I don't know what that was. Oh, it's kind of spooky. But anyhow, let me go back. So in verse 3 it says, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is love of Yahuwah perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Now, his word, what was his word? His word was the new covenant. Somebody going to bring you back to the Torah. No, we're talking about Yahushua. Yahushua came down here to teach, and the people didn't have faith because there was some little outside source which was in the gate telling our people, flesh, Torah, the accuser of the brethren, making the children of Israel more devils than themselves. All right, so let's go back. Okay, verse 7. Oh, let me go back up a little bit. I don't think I went that far. Yeah. Okay, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked, talking about Yahushua. Brethren, my Hebrew people, I write no new commandment unto you. I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which we had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. So there's nothing new about this, because the word in the beginning proclaimed many of what you're hearing today. 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light is now shineth. Verse 9, he that saith he is the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even till now. This is future as well. Check it out, fam. I'm going to bring you somewhere. I pray you have understanding. Verse 9 says, he that saith He is in the light. Somebody's saying they got the light, they're in the light and all this stuff, and hated his brother. They're not going to say, I hate my brother. Some of them might, but what they'll do is acts are a type of work that is against the commandments. You're not showing that you love your brother if you see your brother needs something. You're not loving your brother if you see he's lost and you just say, you fool, you get away, you dumb-dumb. Simple, you simple. Oh, you woman, you just nasty. Where your husband? Where your head covering? You know, that's what's going on right now, family. Y'all know it. I don't have to tell you. Y'all know this. It said, he that said it, he is in the light. They even tell you, the Most High told me to tell you this. Hey, I have a vision. Most High talking to me. He told me to tell you. He that said it, he is in the light and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. That should take you back to Genesis 4, verses 8 and 9. And Cain, which was of that wicked one, right? And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against the accuser of brother, right, y'all? He rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And Yahuwah said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, Cain said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Because you're supposed to know our bodies are vessels. Cain was produced not of our father, not of our heavenly father, where the father knew him before he formed him in the mother's womb, but no. Go back to the parable of wheat and tares. While the Hebrews or the wheat slept, the enemy came and planted a seed that went his way. Then later they tell you that that enemy was the devil. The seed he planted wasn't a piece of vegetable or a piece of cucumber or apple. The seed he planted was a different type of spirit, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. He's saying, because I'm just a vessel, my brother's body is just a vessel, but we really aren't the same. He's saying, am I my brother's keeper? In the flesh, we're brothers, but in the spirit, we are two separate like day and night. He that saith, he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. This lineage of Cain we keep tying back to the scribes and Pharisees, to the generation of vipers, to the lying prophets, to, we can keep going, the ones who lay in wait, the accuser of the brethren. We can keep tying it in for you guys. I pray you're getting it. Now let's go back to continuing John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 10. I'll read verse 9 again, and I'm going to jump to 10. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. So this is still happening today, family. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. These are the blind leading the blind. They will tell you, the Father sent me. The Father said, I don't even know you. He said, I didn't call you. I didn't send you. Who told you to appear before me? Yahushua, in the end time, he's going to say, when they say, Yahushua, Yahushua, haven't we done this in your name? He's going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. We're talking about the same thing, family. They're right here with Israel, looking just like part of the flock. But they are wolves in sheep clothing. They are speaking like a dragon. They are lying prophets. They are sitting in Moses' seat. And they are the accuser of the brethren. So it tells us, verse 12, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. By the time you get to Jeremiah 16:19, they say, our fathers have taught us lies. Well, why was the father teaching them lies, the lost sheep that got to come from the four corners of the earth? They were known as the Gentiles. Why is it they say that their fathers have taught them lies? Because, see, who was with them was not of the father. That's why Israel, the northern kingdom, kept sinning. Now, of course, Judah slid too, but Judah knew. Judah knew. They knew the truth. Just like there was always a remnant, there will still always be a remnant even in this end time. You're hearing from one of the remnant now. I pray you hear. All right, let's keep going on. I want to make sure you guys get this. Okay, now, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, they're not going to tell you I love the world, but their actions. They're trying to save themselves. They're trying to get, they're trying to have fame right now. They're sitting all high-minded. They're going all over converting people, making them more children than the devils in themselves. They got all this high-profile stuff. Everything that the worldly thing could give them, they got. And they love the world because with the world, they get the rewards of the world. They get the lustful flesh. They get to sit and make themselves gods. They get to seduce, produce, if you know what I'm talking about. They get to do all this evilness. They love what they can do in the flesh of this world. They love it. And what they do is they seduce you by opening up the book and perverting the word, as Paul says. They're reading from the same book. And then our brothers who are enemies to us, because they've heard from the lying scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat who pushed the law, they have flesh eyes. They have not humbled themselves to our Father, and many of them believe the lie. Hey, but it's all right there. Let's go a little further. I'm not done yet. Oh, I better tell people the number one more time because it looks like I'm running short of time and I want to get through just a little bit more. I got some good stuff, y'all. We have about 4 minutes left. Last time I warned you guys because I'm probably going to forget. But if you want to hear a little more, 646-595-4111, okay? I'm getting ready to get to some more good stuff here. Now, I'm praying that this is giving you an understanding of, let's see. I'm talking about that clip that you just played. Oh, okay. Okay, Brother John, I got you. You're supposed to be able to identify these people because we were warned too many times in Scripture. Many times the ones who's doing the lying, they ain't going to pinpoint it to you. I'm going to pinpoint it to you because I'm sent from above. I'm going to tell you the truth because the Father does reveal to me the dark sentences or dark sayings. He gives me the spiritual understanding of those words. And I'm going to tell you what he has given me. Not that I'm anything special because he gave it to me. But I'm supposed to give it to you, you know, free. It's yours if you want to hear it. It's, you know, if you don't want to hear it, do what you got to do. All right, I'm closing down the chat line, family. For those of you who are not joining us, we have about 2 minutes left, 2.5 minutes left. Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Those of you who want to continue with us, 646-595-4111. I know they're going to be doing a lot of talking in this last couple minutes here, so I really, I hate what they do. They will do it. As soon as I hear them start talking, I'll probably put on a song because I hate going through that. But let's go a little further. I'm still reading from 1 John chapter, I think I was in chapter, was it 3? No, 2. All right. So he tells us, let's go back. Let's go to verse 11 again. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Talking about Yahushua's. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. And that's not talking about young men. It's not just talking about men. I tell y'all that, but read. I write unto you, little children. 90 seconds. I write to you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I'll pick back up at 14 because they're going to keep interrupting me, and I can't go through that. It's way too much. It's way too much stress, family. Let me get a quick song in there for you guys, and I'll be right back. Okay, family? Just hold tight.
Here we go again, Israel. the Israelites is going back into the world, you know? And I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question.
Okay, family, we're going to get back to it. We're going to get back to it. I left off at verse 14, okay, of 1 John chapter 2. I've written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of Yahuwah abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of our Father Yahuwah abideth forever. Check it out, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that antichrist, or those against Yahushua, those against the brethren, shall come, even now are there many antichrists. whereby we know that it is the last time. And they're here today. They're here today. They're a generation of vipers. Their father is the devil. They have lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. These are all things of the world, but not of our Father. Okay, family? Verse 19, they went out from us, letting you know they were in Israel. All Israel's not of Israel. They went out from us, but they were not of us. I'm going to read it again. What is the title of the show, family? Think about it. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Taking you right back to Romans 9. Okay, I'm going to read 4 through 13. We just read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. Okay? For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. When you get to Romans 9, beginning at verse 4, it tells us, who are Israelites? This is Paul speaking to his brethren. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the sacrifices of the Most High, and the promises? Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, while we're in the flesh, Yahushua came, who is over all, Yahuwah blessed forever. Hallelujah. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken not effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. Or I can go back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. I hope you're hearing it. Verse 6 again of Romans 9. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken non-effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham. Remember, John the Baptist said, don't even think to call yourself, saying that you come from Abraham. He called them a generation of vipers. Then we go down to John 8. He says the same thing. I know you be of Abraham's seed, but if you were, you would love me. You know, because Abraham loved me. He looked forward to my coming, but you seek to kill me. I know what I know because of my father, but you, what you do and what you know, you heard that from your father, the devil. Let's go back here. Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The Spirit is a seed. The Father knew Isaac before he was formed in his mother's womb. He was sent from above. He was predestinated. It was already ordained. He was a spirit before he came in the flesh. So, neither because they are all, let me read again, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, they teach the flesh, they see the flesh, they have no spiritual understanding. That seed, they say the seed is a man's sperm. The Father's word is letting you know the seed is the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. That's how you shall know them, by their fruit. It's all spiritual. So we go back to Romans 9, tells us, that is, because they just told us, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel, and because they are the seed of Abraham, Are they all children? No, they're not all children, but in Isaac's seed, okay? In Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not children of our Father, the Most High, but the children of the promise, the Spirit, are counted for the seed. The seed is Spirit. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, who was called. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahuwah, according to the election, might stand. Not of works, not of works, not of works, not of flesh, not of flesh, not of flesh. Not of works, but of him that calleth. The ones who open the Torah, who are sitting at Moses' seat, who are known as a generation of vipers, they go back to the law and they exclude Yahushua. They tell you works, works, works. That's what got us in trouble in the old covenant, and many don't see it. Oh, no, no, but you know, we got to look at this new moon and this feast. We got to do this, we got to do. Look, working out their own salvation. You're going to get the connection. If you haven't gotten it before, now, I did talk about it a little bit. We showed you what Cain did, and it was talking about the sacrifices in the beginning. And it was not pleasing to our Father. We go to Isaiah chapter 1 and 66, both. Not pleasing to our Father. We know what we were doing in the book of Kings. Not pleasing. We go to the book of Judges. Not pleasing. The prophets tell us. Yahushua came to fulfill the prophets. And now we as a nation are healed. We have that mediator. Only two between the people, okay, between us, the people. I say the people because it's not just a man. Some would say it's just a man. No, between all the Hebrews. The mediator, the only mediator between every man and every woman, all the Hebrews, is, and the Heavenly Father is that man, Yahushua. So, we're seeing what it tells us. They're not all seeds of, because they are seed, the seed of Abraham, are they all children? But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And then it says, they which are the children of flesh, these are the ones who do the work, because they are children of the flesh. These are not children of our Father, but the children of the promise are counted for the spiritual seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahuwah according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. There was three times that the evil one tried to come in, being the firstborn child. Cain, Ishmael, and Esau. We know Esau was from a different nation, and we know the prophecy of Jacob holding Esau's heel was taken out in the book of Ezra. It tells us that this last kingdom that Daniel was talking about is going to be the Roman Empire. Esau's going to be ruling at the end. He's from a different nation. He was red, and red all over like a little hairy garment, and people can't figure it out to be the white man. Come on, get for real. Open your eyes. You've learned from the scribes and the Pharisees when they try to tell you that Esau was a black man. He was not. Word doesn't say that. Woo. Okay, family, I just want to go there. I want to go there. Picking back up, going back to John. 1 John chapter 2. I got to go some more places with you. I'm not going to go too much further. The only reason I'm going a little bit over, family, is because all that breakup I had earlier. I had a lot of problems in the startup, so I feel like I've cheated you guys out of some information here. Okay, back at 1 John 2, verse 20. But ye have an unction from the set apart one, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. That's why I tell you, okay, they tell you the daughter of Zion is a woman. Now, we read it. They tell you that Jeremiah 16:19 talking about the Gentiles. We got to bring them in. And Romans, 9 or 11, it's talking about bringing in all the other nations. They folly, folly, folly. They lying to you. When they tell you a water baptism of a spiritual renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit, come on now. That's the easy one. They're not, look, they're lying to you because they're leaving out Yahushua. What about Yahushua? The spirit. Operate out the spirit. But it's a lie. What they're telling you is a lie. And they know it. Those teachers, I'm watching how they teach you. They know it. It's funny. You keep watching their videos. In another one, they'll change that little thing around because, see, they try to prove another point. So now that word gets changed again. Well, wait a minute. If you know it now, why didn't you know it when you was preaching this other faulty message? You got 11 in this message, but this part you got right now. Why is that? Why is it when you tell people a certain precept, you don't read a little bit before and after because you're lying to the people? That's not talking about that. They're lying to you. They're a generation of vipers. They teach of the flesh. They do things that make you more children of hell or devils than themselves. They're the accuser of the brethren that's spoken about in Revelations. I pray you see how serious this is. Verse 22. I'm going to read 21 again. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahushua is the Redeemer? He is anti-Yahushua, or anti-Christ, that denieth the Father and the Son. And the reason why you can't see it is because they're not going to come out and say it, but their spirit, you should know them by their fruit. They say, oh, I love Ahaya. Oh, I love Yah. Oh, I love Yahushua. I love Yahweh. But then the message excludes Yahushua. You got to run. You got to backpack. You got to get guns. You got to come in my community. You got to wear a dress. You got to cover your head. You got to uncover your head. Come on. He is anti-Messiah that denied the Father and the Son. Whosoever denied the Son, which is the new covenant, the same hath not the Father. He that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. It's so clear, family. Don't look for the exact same words, but what are they doing? Ye shall know them by their fruit. Their mouth will speak swellings, great lies. It told us that in Revelations. But what are they saying? Woo! 24. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Now, here's where you get good. Verse 26, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Now, my family, what does that word seduce mean? Do y'all know? I mean, I'm not being funny. Do you know what that word seduce means? We're going to go there. When you go to look it up in a strong concordance, you get Greek 4105. It's a verb. It means to lead astray, to lead astray from the truth, to lead into error, to deceive, to lead away into error and sin. Deceive, error, sin, go astray, seduce, lie in wait against the brethren. There's no truth in them. Their father is a liar. There's no truth in them. That's what that word seduce means. Okay. These things, John says, these things have I written unto you concerning them. Boy, who's them? Them who? What are you talking about? Well, he said he told you this from the beginning. We know in Genesis 3:15, the Father lets us know. I'm putting enmity here. Cain was not of our father. He was of that wicked one. The scripture will tell you that. We've been reading qualities and characteristics to let you know what they'll be doing and who they are. Because they're not going to tell you, oh, yeah, that's talking about me. Now, let me lie to you some more. I got a little bit more loving for you. They're not going to say that. Uh-uh. It tells you, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. They lie to you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you. They will tell you, take my class because I got to teach you. They won't direct you to our Heavenly Father because we just plant the seeds. The Father gives the increase. They will not direct you that way. They got to say they got to teach you. Some of them having classes for, what's it called? Training for apocalyptic, let's see, some kind of apocalyptic training. You got to pay all this money. And if you miss one class, you got to go to the very beginning and take all of them doggone class. It costs a lot of money because somebody got to teach you how to run so that you can be a teacher. We're teacher preachers. Well, according to the Father's word, he says that the Spirit is what teaches us, and that came from the Father. It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him, talking about Yahushua, abideth in you, both the men and the women. And ye need not that any man, nobody going to be teaching you, but as the same anointed teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Somebody going to be ashamed, though, because when we went over to Isaiah 4:1 and we were talking about the i.e. seven women, which we know is not talking about seven doggone Hebrew women taking a man. Please let us have your little humanly male name so you could take away our reproach, take away our shame. Uh-uh. The woman represents Israel. The seven churches, Israel. The seven women, Israel. The man represents the bridegroom, Yahushua. We want that name to take away our reproach. That's what we want. So he tells us in verse 28, now, little children, now look, listen here, Hebrews, abide in him that when he shall appear, when Yahushua shall appear in the end to come gather us back, we have many confidence, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed or have reproach before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doth righteousness is born of him. You see, family, y'all going to get some understanding here. Go to 1 John chapter 3. It tells us, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of the Most High, the children of the Most High. Therefore the world knoweth us not. Why do you think so few tied to this website? And when I say tied, I shouldn't say, I hate that word. Support this truth. That's a better word, yeah. Because of some of the things I say, I'm reading them, but they don't like it. I'm going against the scribes and the Pharisees. I'm going against the Christian and religious world. Everything I tell you is not of what they tell you, not of the world. Not of the world. I'm giving you spiritual understanding, which comes from our Father. So he says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of the Most High. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of the Most High, and it does not yet appear that what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear in a twinkling of an eye, right, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every Hebrew and every man and every person that's a Hebrew that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, because, well, let me be like that. And in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him. Little children, let no man deceive you. that he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. What does that take you back to? Genesis 3:15. Okay, it takes you back to Genesis 4 as well. For this purpose, the Son of the Most High, Yahushua, was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Who was the devil according to John 8? That was Cain. His works were unpleasing to our Father. He gave up the ground, the works of his hands. He tried to give a sacrifice which the Father had no respect for, not him nor his sacrifice, because of his works. The end time, those who are not of our fathers, those who are of the accuser of the brethren that were cast down here, just to give you this line word of flesh, will tell you works, works. They'll take you to the law. They'll open our book. They'll tell you not to wait on Yahushua, which the Father says, wait on me. They'll tell you, we got to do this. We got to go here. This is the place of safety. They give you fear. They give you fear. Everything opposite of what our Father, I hope y'all hear me. I pray y'all hear me. Those of you who need to hear it. I know our family pretty much got it down packed, but there's a lot of guests here come by. They don't know what to think because so many people are preaching different messages. All right, family. I got to read 8 one more time. He that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Yahuwah was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So when you go to Genesis 3:15, you get it. I will put enmity between thee, talking to the serpent, and the woman, that's Israel, and between thy seed and her seed, the offsprings. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And we know that, as speaking of Yahushua, he overcame death for his people, came the flesh. He bought a spiritual. Okay? So, verse 9, whosoever is born of the Most High doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Yahuwah. In this the children of Yahuwah are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of the Most High Yahuwah, neither he that loveth his brother. Okay? Loveth not his brother, I'm sorry. Let me get it right. I'm going to say it again. These are the hints, family. Pay attention to what they say to you. If they say they're going to teach you, you got to take this class, they're going to teach you how to run so you could teach. They're going to teach you how to build your own little civilization, how to get a backpack in case the the world comes in with the military, police to come get you. You got to run at a quick notice. Well, if somebody didn't take your class, look, you're going to have to defend what's yours, because they bring you back to the virgins not having their oil ready in the lamp. All messed up doctrine, but anyhow. It tells us, in this the children of the Most High Yahuwah are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of our Father, neither he that loveth not his brother. These are the children of Cain, the serpent, the scribes and the Pharisees that tried and did get in Moses' seat. The ones who open up and give you the law, the Torah, everything's of the flesh. They can't understand any spiritual understandings with the word woman, brethren, thy sons. Look, it's evidence. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil. What did righteous Abel do? He bought, what, a lamb. The firstling of his flock is what he bought. But what did Cain bring? You know, fruit or whatever from a cursed ground. And he did it with the works of his hand. And that's why when you go through the book of Kings and you see how Jeroboam built that altar, the two golden calves. His works were unrighteous and not pleasing. And that's where sin started coming in with all the people after that. They were on the high groves, hills. Eventually, the southern kingdom did a little bit of mistaking. They backslid and did some of that, and then they came correct. But, hey, this is what gets you in trouble in the end times. When we're reading these words, I'm trying to pinpoint them, because when we go to Revelations, I pray that as I read, most of this will be brought back into your remembrance, and you're going to see, well, shoot, Revelations really is talking about us. And the ones it's talking about, it ain't talking about the white people and all. No, it's talking about the serpent seed and us. That's what this is talking about. That's why maybe when they go to Isaiah with the woman, they try to confuse you. Because you can't know who that deceiver is. You can't know who that lie is. You can't know that when Satan was cast out, he took his angels. When it said that Satan was a devil, that old serpent, you can't know that they're right here amongst you. You can't understand those who are against Yahushua because they put Antichrist in there. And we know we call him Yahushua. And if not even that, there are many of them. And they're sitting in Moses' seat. And they're lying prophets. And they teach of the flesh. And they're the accuser of the brethren. And I can go on and on and on and on. But see, they will not tell you the correct understanding for those verses, because when you get to Revelations, you'll know the truth. I pray you understand what I'm saying. Let me go further. It tells us in verse 12. I'm at verse 12. It says, not as Cain, that takes you right back to the beginning, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. He said, am I my brother's keeper? Many read that and don't understand our bodies are vessels. So even at the very end, right within our people, Yahushua is going to come and divide in the family, because it's going to be right up in with the Hebrews. Poo, 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 you good, but you got to go. This one's not of you. Get out of here. They're going to say, Yahushua, haven't we done this in your name? He's going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. I'm hoping you guys get this. It says, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, of the devil, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brethren abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And now you see, he who hates his brother is a murderer. I hope y'all get that. When they say the word murder, don't think of somebody got to get killed. No, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we love Yahuwah, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shut up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of the Most High in him? My little children, let us not love in word, you're just going to say something, neither in tongue, speak it, but in deeds and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, Yahuwah is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards the Most High. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. You ask. You need something right now, family. You ask the Father. Have faith. Have believe in the truth. He said he'll give it to you. If you need it, he's not going to let you suffer. The other ones want you, well, the dollar getting ready to crash. They go open it up. The synagogue is saying the Jewish people. They got you looking everywhere but the wrong place. No, they are teaching you the lie. The word says that we all were given the gift of the set-apart spirit. We all have specific gifts. We don't need anybody to teach us, because truly the Spirit will teach us. If we need something, we ask our Father. There's no reason to be afraid of anything. No weapon will form against us. You ain't got to flee. When he talks about come out from among her, it's talking about the confusion, the lies. we've gotten somewhat on the mark. I haven't even gone fully there with you yet, but I will. You're going to see, and it all lines up with what the children of the wicked one, the children of the devil, the accuser of the brother, the ones who are sitting in Moses' seat, what they teach you is error, because it's all of the flesh. And of the flesh is a mark, but it's not a physical mark that you can see. That's why in the end, when you went to the parable of the wheat and tares, it told you, no, wait till the angels come. Because the angels are spirits. They're going to be able to distinguish which spirits are of the Most High and which spiritual garments are ready. That's your body. And which ones, they're going to be naked and shamed. They're not ready. Which ones are for the tare? Which ones are from the children for the devil? Okay. Woo! You know I get on my little roll. Okay, where was I at now? Let's see. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, fam. I started. Okay. I'm going to read 21. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards the Most High. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Yahushua and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Isn't this wonderful, family? Isn't this wonderful? I'm going to try to squeeze out one more. Let me see how far I go. Let me see where y'all at here. Let me see if I got any hands up. You know, I don't know if I should take questions and drop this and just pick it back up this week. Let me go a little further. Okay, 1 John 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of our Father Yahuwah. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Remember how I keep telling you, you're warned many times? And it really is the same warning of the same set of generation of vipers that was there from the very beginning in Genesis 3:15, pronouncing by Yahuwah. You saw that Cain wasn't in the lineage of Adam. He was there, but he had his own lineage. He went out there and got him a wife from the ones of the world. Okay? So it tells us, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of the Most High, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And how do you try the spirits? Well, don't fall for the lies of their lips, because they have lying lips. Their father is the father of lies, okay? They will tell you anything. They will pervert what's in the scriptures, and they have a way of twisting what's up by not giving you the correct understanding. So not by their mouth, but when they tell you all these other things, and they tell you, no, it's Yahushua that's what's important, and not John the Baptist. John even told you he wasn't important. He said, I'm not even worthy to tie shoes. So when they tell you the flesh things, you should know them by their fruit. So he tells us to believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of the Most High. You try them because you're reading the book and you read it all. Make sure you have that spiritual understanding. Make sure that that's what they're talking about. That's what this is talking about when they open their mouth. And if you see that they're in error, rebuke them openly. You see, if they're from the Most High, they'll appreciate that. If they're not of the Most High, oh, you'll know. If I call it, they probably shut me down or they'd hang up or say, you know, I don't, hey, Jezebel, where's your head covered? So, you know, if y'all do hear these, when y'all go out and venture out and listen to the stuff out there, it says, because many false prophets are gone out into the world, hereby know ye the Spirit of the Most High. Every spirit that confesses that Yahushua is come in the flesh is of Yahuwah. And that's kind of funny, because that would be almost the virginity birth. You know, they don't understand that Mary and Joseph, they just had to create the vessel for him. But the Spirit came from our Father. It's funny. Anyhow, verse 3, And every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh is not of the Most High. Now, I'm going to stop there, because when you go to the end of Matthew, and it tells you that those scribes and Pharisees, those high priests, the ones that were against Paul, the ones that were against Yahushua, the accuser of the brethren, the ones that were sitting in Moses' seat, the ones back in the book of Numbers, 13, that were against Moses, the one that was against Abel, righteous Abel, come on now, you know what I'm talking about, the one that's against your sister Georgia, who's teaching the spirit and happens to be a woman vessel. Come on, let's say it for real. But it says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua has come in the flesh is not of the Most High. They were letting you know that in Matthew's, his brother stole him. He's just a man. He wasn't Yahushua. Now, they'll do it trickily today. What they'll do is they open the book and read the Old Covenant, the Law, the Torah, and everything from the New Covenant. They leave out the spiritual and read Paul's letter of rebuke as fact. They're denying the power. They're denying Yahushua, because it says that all the people got the spirit, not just the man. In the beginning, Eve had it then too. Ain't nothing new happened here. But they'll tell you that old nasty woman, Adam sinned because it was the woman's fault. He listened to old nasty behind. But that's not what the scriptures read. You know, come on. Let's get to the real. It says, and every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh and is not, he's not of, or let me read that again. And every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh is not of the Most High. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, or of the devil, of the serpent seed. Wherefore ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of the Most High, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he which is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. Get your guns, learn how to run, build a backpack. Those are worldly things, not that spirit. They're making the Father's spiritual arm that can save us into a man's fleshly arm. I got to reproduce the nation of Israel through my sperm. How fleshly is that? Come on now. Y'all hear me, I hope. It says, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That's why it says, why is it they can do all these things, put billboards up, all these gatherings and different, look, why can he do all this stuff? Because even Esau will go over there and love them, because they give Esau a way in, which is a lie, but they give Esau a way, and they give all the Gentiles a way to come in there. The reason why they do that, and I'll just tell Esau, if y'all listening to me, the reason why they let y'all come into that site, them scribes and Pharisees, is because, not that y'all get to come into the kingdom, that's a lie, y'all not the Gentiles that get to be engrafted in, but they want, because they know y'all give some money. That's why they do it. Because they know, just by reading Paul, just by reading the Old Covenant, David said it, many people said it, we are the lost sheep. We are the ones that were led astray. We are those Gentile stranger sojourners. So don't get deceived. You ain't coming in. Not to be mad or mean at nobody, but you ain't coming in, okay? So it says, excuse me, where was I at? Okay, I'm going to pick up back at, at 6. We are of the Most High. He that knoweth Yahuwah heareth us. Not too many people, because narrow's that way, but he that knoweth our Father heareth us. He that is not of our Father does not hear us. They would tell you I'm a liar, I'm a Jezebel, because I tell you the truth, what's in the scripture, where you can read it, you know, with spiritual understanding. It's there. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Okay? Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of our Father, and everyone that loveth is born of Yahuwah and knoweth Yahuwah. He that loveth not knoweth, wait a minute, he that loveth not knoweth not our Father, for Yahuwah is love. In this was manifested the love of our Father towards us, because that Yahuwah sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love the Most High, but that the Most High, he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Yahuwah so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No person, no Hebrew, no man have seen Yahuwah at any time. If we love one another, Yahuwah dwelt in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. Talk about all the people. And we have seen and do testify that the Father set the Son to be the Savior of the world. What's the world? Well, that's Israel, right? Whosoever shall confess that Yahushua is the Son of Yahuwah, Yahuwah dwelleth in him, and he in Yahuwah. And we have known and believe the love of Yahuwah hath to us. Yahuwah is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in our Father Yahuwah, and our Father Yahuwah in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Oh, did you hear it? There's no fear in love. If somebody's saying they love you, but they... Ooh, y'all know I can put some MP3s for y'all to hear on this one. Because I do it because I love you. I just insulted this woman out of the way. I insulted this man too. But hey, I do it because I love you. I'm trying to make the way straight. Okay. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love Yahuwah, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, that means women, men, anybody, the brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahuwah whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahuwah loveth his brother also. Not like that wicked one Cain. Okay. I'm going to stop there. I have about 15 minutes, and I'm going to pick back up at 1 John 5. I'll try to get another lesson out this week. I got to check my daughter's schedule because I really want to go through all this. We're going to hit the book of Jude as well. And you got to get more understanding because it's all right there, family. I'm going to bring it to your attention. Okay, so I'll stop at 1 John chapter 4, and I'll pick back up at 1 John 5 next lesson. Okay, if anyone, we have about 15 minutes or so. If anyone would like to say anything at this time, just put your hand up, okay? If you want to just praise the Father, whatever it may be. I'll be waiting for a few minutes before I go ahead and give you some music. But I pray that this has been, oh, good, we got a hand up. I pray that this has been a lesson where you get understanding. So let me go ahead and answer the first caller for the night. Might be the only caller for the night. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, Erico 229.
What's up, sister? It's Brother Jonathan.
Brother Jonathan, what's up? What's up?
Shalom, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How about you, brother?
I'm doing good, doing good. I just want to say shalom. You know, say what's up to the rest of the kinfolk, you know, on the line or whatever. So I know you heard Brother Moshe earlier.
Yeah,
I did. Got on. Yeah, I told him, you know, to get on, you know, to send a check you out or whatever. You know.
Well,
I don't know
he stayed to the end of the lesson. Yeah, I don't know. Brother, if you're there, call in too. All you got to do is put the number one button up and I'll bring you on. I don't know who's here because he's. These numbers are kind of new to me. I don't really know who these numbers are. But I'm glad that he came out and listened, and you're more than welcome to give him my phone number and he can contact me. Tomorrow I'll be free. Tomorrow I have more time and I could, you know, talk with anyone, speak with anyone. But, brother, are you still in the States?
What you say now?
You didn't leave yet, did you?
Uh-uh. Well, I was supposed to be gone.
Okay, maybe it's somebody else. My fault. I thought it was you. I thought it was you. It's somebody else. I'm sorry. That's why I was surprised that I saw you were on the chat line. But I'm so glad to have you here. Are you picking up this serpent seed throughout Scripture just by the definitions and the words we've been reading?
Oh, of course. Of course. You know, it's starting to make clear to me now. And, you know, one thing I really did catch, too, is about the Antichrist. And I was just thinking, like, you know, a lot of our people do look outside of, you know, Israel for the Antichrist or whatever, which it probably is some Antichrist outside of Israel. But I'm just saying, why, for one, at that time or even now, why, even when we read in Matthew 27 and 28, when Pilate, he wasn't like that. He wasn't saying that, you know, Yahushua would win the Christ. He wasn't saying that because he probably didn't even care, you know. It was, you know, the serpent seed, the one who was saying, the one that looked just like us, the one who was the Antichrist saying that, you know, robbing the people, you know, so on and so forth. The other nations at that time probably didn't even care or, you know, or whatever. So that's one of the things that I caught right there.
Well, good. See, if you catch it that, by the time you get to Revelations, I'm hitting around to people here, there, telling them where to look. I'm trying to tie it all in so when you go to Revelations, and you realize this is our history book, and you start looking when they talk about this woman sitting on a beast, scarlet color and all this stuff, got a gold cup in her hand and all that, and they call her Abomination, the mother of harlots and all this stuff. And then you go back to what Jeremiah was speaking in Isaiah and Daniel, and you start thinking, well, I know we did, and look how they described this. That sounds like when we were in non-virtuous state. Israel was non-virtuous woman at that point. That's what Isaiah was talking about when he was talking about, you know, if we were virtuous, we would have still been in the land, but we were not a virtuous woman. So now another word for that would be a whorish woman. And, you know, that basically what was the understanding I wanted to give about when the scribes and Pharisees, the devils, you can call it, the Antichrist, or whatever you want to call them, den of vipers, when they bought that woman, they were accusing the woman, accuser of our brother. And I meant to bring out that point. That's what I want to bring out. I think it's in Matthew 3 when they were bringing this woman caught in adultery, because we know that Israel as a nation was caught in adultery in the old covenant. That's what the wilderness and part of this chastisement is for us to get it right and to come out from among that whorish state. Not that we were sluts, but we were not worshiping our Father. And it was through the works that, you know, and people are not getting this, it was through the works. So when you go in Revelations, you can start to see, wait a minute, if this is talking about this particular time with the prophets, because Yahushua said, I come to fulfill the prophets and everything, that's letting you know you need to be looking at what the prophets said, not looking at science or history or any of this stuff, because it's right there in the book. And who was right there? Well, it keeps telling us there were lying prophets. When he told us to go into the wilderness in Jeremiah 29, he said, get you a house, build you a house, get a wife, and some children, marry them off, seek the Father, do well, have peace in the land. He told you, watch out for them lying prophets. When you get over to the new covenant, we've been reading it. But little children, beware. Don't let any man deceive you, for the many antichrists. All these things keep coming to light, and it's like people not getting it. So, you know, I'm trying to tie everything in so when they go read Revelations this time, we're going to go through Revelations, not now, though. We've gone over a lot of this stuff. So all I got to do is, you know, I'm going to say make sure you listen to the series we did on the serpent seed, because by the time it gets to Revelations, you're going to know what's up. You're going to know what's up. What is Revelation speaking of? You know? But if you have learned from the lying prophets talking about this woman being a nasty Hebrew woman, now understand this is Israel. Or the daughter of Zion being a nasty woman, or Genesis 3:15 being them, or Genesis 3:16 being future prophecy, well, you're not going to have none of the scriptures right. You can't even figure out who Esau is, most people. They want to tell you he's a black man. No. So we're going to hit it up good, brother. I just, you know, I'm trying to make people get this because it's right in the scripture. I'm not saying anything foreign. This is no new anything. I'm just when I read a word, I'm going to give you different meanings for that same word, bringing you back to your remembrance of, well, that's mentioned here. Who was he speaking of? He says in the beginning. He says they're a liar. He says he's a murderer. Okay, but we know that just because you're a murderer don't mean you actually murdered somebody, which is what Cain did. But if you don't love your brother, Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? Because he already knew, and whoever reading should have the understanding that not really were they brothers. One was from the devil, one was from the father. So I don't know. I'm praying that this really makes people think and really watch what you're listening to. Pay attention to who's teaching you. If they're not teaching you spirit, something wrong.
Sure.
So anyhow, I thank you, brother. You know me, I have my little fun here, but I thank you for, you know, calling and sharing with us, because what you said, somebody might have needed to hear. It might have made them think. So just keep joining us. I appreciate you, love you. And did you want to say anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, my brother. Ooh, somebody calling my house, but nobody has raised their hand, so I'm going to go ahead and put you on park. I'm going to leave with a song. And then I will probably schedule some more shows, because we have two more lessons before White History Month. I'll probably just schedule one more, though, because I want to have time to get everything ready for White History Month. But you know, White History Month is going to be off the hook, family. It's going to be different. Y'all better get ready. It's going to be really good, though. So anyhow, family, and I thank you, brother. I'm going to put you back on park. Okay. And let's see. Let me go ahead and, you know, I love this one. I always got to close up with this one. Get it right here. Here it is. I'm going to leave you guys with Israel's Redemption closing song. In case you don't know and you're coming to the website for the first time, family, this is nothing but Bible verses. Okay, this is nothing but scripture. This song is pure scripture, so go ahead and listen. This is talking about us, the end times, and so forth.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased?
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me.